I'm not the most religious person on this planet. I do not go to church every Sunday. I do not go to Bible study. I do not participate in a choir. I could count on one hand the amount of time I've taken my children to church. Both of my parents went to church. My mom grew up in a Pentecostal church, and later on she became a Jehovah's Witness. And Jehovah's Witness give me a level of cultishness that I was just like, at 15, ma'am, I'm not going to your meetings with you anymore because I don't get that. And she was just like, okay. And since then, I just never felt a need to connect with a religion. So when people ask me, are you Christian? Are you this? Are you that? No. But I do believe that there is a higher power, a creator of this world, this universe, space, time. And not when I say time, not man-made time. I'm talking just over a period of life and creation. I believe in that. I believe to treat people decent and have integrity and to be a good person and to do good things. I also believe that there is a sense of evil in this world. I do not believe in a heaven. I do not believe in a hell. I think those are things that society and religion speak on to give people a sense of balance while they are living here amongst other people and things. Because if you don't have a pro and a con to what people can do, this could be out here lawless. And some people are just lawless, regardless of what you say about a heaven and a hell. I do not allow my children to believe in the Easter Bunny. We don't celebrate Easter. I've never let them believe in a tooth fairy. I've never let them believe in a Santa Claus. I explain to them Christmas is about being together with people that you love and you care about and giving and sharing. It's not all about getting, and you have gifts because people love you. And this is how they want to celebrate this holiday. This holiday is paganistic, okay? And you can read up on pagan holidays if you want to. All right. It's all linked to some type of spending money and just consumerism. But anyway, I just wanted to say that as a disclaimer to what I'm about to say. I do believe in the power of prayer. Okay. And I feel like when you pray, you pray about your desires, you pray about your hope, you pray about protection, you pray for the people that you love, you pray for people that you are not really fond of, but you pray for their well-being and their betterment, right? And how you connect to your higher power can be for guidance. It can be for answers that humans can't answer. And how you receive those answers is not always up to you. But you have to pay attention. You have to be able to be balanced in life to hear when those things are being answered. And so this episode is about how to respect the answers to your prayers, whether you like the response or not. Welcome to She Gets a Pod, because this is something I try to avoid on this podcast, where I don't really talk about religion, because a lot of people like to judge people based upon the religious views that they have, just like politics. And I feel like that's a personal lane that really doesn't have anything to do with you individually, but it has something to do with what they want and what they believe and how they feel and how they think, right? But anywho, let's just get into this episode. I think in order to pray and to get the best benefit out of your prayer for you, you have to understand who your prayer is for and what is it for. Sometimes people pray for support, clarity, reassurance, and I think when you're younger and you're aloof to life, you pray for these amazing big miracles because that's what's going to make you happy, right? And in reality, adults have a better understanding of feelings, situations, surprises and emergencies that happen in life, and you start praying for peace during the stress. You start praying for wisdom on how to handle certain situations to make sure the outcome is better. And I think in the type of world that we have, the so fast pace and people want things instantly, we forget to pray in the times of just happiness and nothing's really going on. I think a lot of people rush to prayer when things are not going their way. And the reality is we should always be praying. We should pray when things are great. We should pray when things are exciting. We should pray when things are not great. We should pray when things are popping up in the most inconvenient times. We should pray for other people. We should pray for people who don't pray, right? And I think the more that we get distracted in this world, a lot of us put prayer to the back of priority and just expect goodness and balance without checking in. I feel like prayer is really about checking in. Whether we have fears, whether we have doubts, whether we're overthinking, whether we just need patience throughout a journey, if we're looking for support and we're at a position in life where we don't have the support that we're used to, or if you need to take action on something and you're still unsure on how to find your footing in the process, prayer works. Prayer creates balance. And I want to have a real She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay, but some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. Think a moment on why people spend the time and the effort to pray for betterment, answers, and guidance. And then once they get an answer that they know they need to do or act on, you second guess your answer. I think when it comes to change will always be intimidating because it means something different. But if you prayed for change and you know things are uncomfortable and you know you're going to be met with resistance, if you pray for change, be prepared for things to change. You can't ask for change and carry fear with you, because fear will often disguise itself as self-protection. But you're really holding yourself back from a change that needs to happen for your betterment. So if you think about change that way, understand that you can't ask for change and then be scared when change needs to happen. When it comes to self-doubt or you don't trust something, a lot of people want proof they can hold, they can pull up, they can see, they can feel. And sometimes when you're in life, you're not going to get tangible proof, right? You're going to have to do things that require knowing and faith. And sometimes you have to embrace an inner knowing, an inner trust that you have, and recognize that the answer was received. This is what you need to do. Act on it. And it's not that somebody in real life is going to give you the answer or the reassurance that you're doing the right thing. You have to have enough faith in you and that prayer that you had that you are doing the right thing. When it comes to overthinking, that's self-questioning. That's your self-feelings. And that's also the scabs of your old experiences fighting within you and tussling that you're doing the right thing. But when you did your self-work and you know your mind is moving forward and wants to move forward, your body will follow. Your body doesn't get to do what your mind hasn't already told it it's allowed to. So you have to change the way that you think when you overthink. You have to get out your way. You have to be willing to use that prayer to ask for new experiences with prior wisdom, but not allow your prior experiences to dictate the fact that you won't move forward. I hope that makes sense, because that was kind of like a back and forth, because it had to be, because when you overthink, it's because your feelings are trying to dictate the things that you need to do. And when you pray, that means you have to embrace a knowing and a faith and an understanding that you cannot always see, you cannot always touch, and you cannot always prove. Okay? And when you're aware of your own feelings and you sit quietly enough to recognize when answers are being given, opportunities are popping up in alignment of what you want, that is a moment of an answer. Okay? That is a moment of life answering the questions that you had about what you need to do, backing the prayer of the things that you asked for. Whether you need to write it down, because I'm a person that I love a journal, honey. I love a journal. I love a schedule book. I love writing down what needs to happen for the next month. I love a visual. If that's something you need to do, write it down. If that's how you need your prayer to be received, mentally, visually, do that. If you want to talk about what you want your future to look like, write it down. If you want to see visually what your future is going to be, draw it. I personally have drawn out homes that I want in my future since I was little. I want to say youngest, I was probably 7. And then I did some when I was around 11, 13, 15, in my 20s. I've drawn out a home that I wanted 5 months ago. I've drawn out a home that I would like to share with someone months ago, and they have the actual drawing, and I have the drawing also saved in my phone, and I look at it from time to time, but...
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm always visualizing what I want my future to be, whether it's in writing or it's in a picture or it's in an image. But even that act is a prayer. It's consistency. It's focusing in. And that is okay for you to do. So if you need to write down something as a reminder to self on what your goal is and what your focus needs to be and what your intentions are, then do so. If you're looking for a community of comfort, look for people who are also striving for things that they want for themselves and explore what that spiritual growth looks like. Explore what that work may look like, what it may feel like. Listen to how they navigate their thoughts. Okay? Sometimes the way that you can inspire yourself is by listening to other people being inspired and admiring the things that they're inspired about. But you do have to take action. I'm somebody that believes you can't just pray about something and expect it to happen. You have to be doing the footwork, and the prayer is the cherry on top. The prayer is like the grease, but you have to turn that key and move that engine. Okay? You have to maintain the whole system and do maintenance in order to get that prayer to work. You just can't ask the Lord to be like, God, please let me drop these 60 pounds. It's just so hard for me. And you don't want to work out? You don't want to change your diet? You don't want to stop buying candy? You don't want to stop going to that bakery twice a week? You don't want to stop eating cookies? You don't want to get up and do sit-ups? You don't want to wake up and be intentional about how you're going to show up for yourself today? You don't want to increase your water? You don't want to go to your doctor's appointments? You don't want to stop drinking? You don't want to stop smoking, but you want better health? And even still, I need people to really think about this. How much of a better future do you want for your children and your family if you're not doing things to make sure you're at your best in order to do for them? Because you could talk about your betterment all day, but if on a daily basis you're not making sure that you're your best in order to show up for your family, your kids, your parents, if you're not making sure you're around long term in order to do these great things, then you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. So better health has to be a daily routine. It could be small things that you change, or it could be big things that you change, but it's really about your momentum and the prayer. And the way that you affirm your beliefs is knocking out that doubt when it tries to creep in. Trusting yourself. Having your daily affirmations that you need to tell yourself in order to have the right mindset to get things done. That's how you're going to change what you need to do. How you talk to yourself. How you see yourself. How you believe in yourself. And if you want to embrace what this journey is, you have to be honest with yourself. Do you find value in the ways that you show up? Do you feel like the things that you are saying in this prayer are coming from a place of truth or lies? Are you praying and saying, I'm doing my best here. Can you please help guide me to the finish line of what I need to do? When in all reality, you are not doing your best. You're doing the bare minimum, asking for the maximum. I really feel truly that this creator, this entity, this spirit rewards people who show up for themselves in the most honest way. Being genuine, being transparent. And I don't have to be in church every Sunday to understand that. So if you have to create some self-awareness in yourself, do that. If you have to journal what your experiences are, do that. If you have to seek some motivating support from other people, do that. But you, in order to have a richer, wealthier life, it has to start with your mindset. It's not about looking healthy on the outside, but you treat your inner body like crap. It's not about putting on all this makeup and these lashes and this hair when in reality, you don't take care of your health. In reality, at the end of the night, when you take all of this off, you don't want anybody to see what's really happening, what you're really dealing with. A lot of times people see handsome men in society, beautiful women in society, but if you go to where they call home and look at how they're living, you're just like, ew, what's wrong? Why would anybody want to live like this? So we can't always go after what we see and think somebody is living better or having better or further than we are. My betterment starts in my mind, and it is up to me to make sure the way I see myself in my mind, the way I know I am in my mind, is portrayed in real life. My betterment is... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts. And we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Not coming from the outside first. Okay? I don't need $1 million if I can't manage 5,000. I don't need a bigger house if I can't manage the bills that are in this house currently. God is not going to give you what you're not ready for. You can't have good things when you're not doing your best with the things you already have. You can't want honesty if you can't give people honesty. You can't want trust if you don't trust people. You can't ask for more if you can't do your best with less. So, allow your prayers to be answered and respect the answers that you are given from your prayers. But don't second guess the answer for your prayers after you ask for it. Just because you don't like it, or just because you think it should be different, or you think it should be bigger, or you think it should be better. A lot of times the people that don't get the rewards that they feel like they should have is because God knows you're not ready for it. You're not going to respect it. So until you learn this lesson, I can't give you something better. I can't give you something bigger. If you're somebody that always has to find fault with what you're given, with where you're at, you're not going to get to the next step. Because you have to learn to be good with what you have in order to get to the better. But anywho, that's all I wanted to say about that. You can find more about me at Shambi Podden on TikTok, Shambi Podden on Twitter, Shambi Podden on IG, ShambiPodden.com. I do have a new shop with Bonfire. They ship fast. You know, I have to do all the testing out. I got a Raglan tee for Call Me When You Get Off podcast. Very comfy, very soft, lightweight. Great for the summer if you want one. And I got another, I want to say I got a t-shirt or I got a sweatshirt. Just to see. They give you your confirmation fast. They give you your tracking fast. And I want to say I got the package within 2 weeks, which is a great improvement compared to what Teespring was doing. Because what are you talking about? Teespring sent me a sweatshirt that I ordered in December for a live podcast show I had in February. And they just sent me the sweatshirt 2 weeks ago, and we're close to the end of June. So, and when I tell you, I understand what it's like with dropship. You leave a lot of control out of your hands. That's a pro and con of it, right? Because I know who I am. I'm not somebody that's going to have a print machine in my house, printing out t-shirts, printing out hoodies, putting them in a package, and shipping them to you. I'm not that girl. That is not my life. That is not my ministry. I hate the post office, okay? Okay? And I do not want people hit me up talking about where's my package. Okay? I'm not. Not my ministry. But if it is yours, great. I like dropship, but I also like good business. So when you do dropship for other people, and if you want your business to grow, you have to be consistent in reality of how people shop and what people need. So if somebody is going on a website and they're ordering something and you're taking their money right after they order, send them a confirmation. Send them details on what they ordered. Follow up with a tracking. Be truthful about when they're going to get their stuff. And when they get their stuff, package it well. And I just feel like Bonfire did that. So, again, if you want any merch from any of the shows, Call Me When You Get Off podcast, She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, The Creator podcast, you can definitely go on Bonfire. You can find the link in the show notes. You can find the link on ShanBePodden.com. And that is how you can help support the podcast, or you can donate straight to the show and the link in the show notes. That also helps. I do appreciate you guys. I want you guys to be better people than you were yesterday. Always stay in competition with yourself. Okay? Let me say that one more time. Always stay in competition with yourself. Be a better self so you can be a better person for other people. And change your mindset. Believe in your prayer. And if you prayed for answers for something you need to do, respect the answers you are given. My prayers are very simple. I always pray for the people that I love. I pray that they're protected. I pray that they are safe. I pray that they have what they need. I pray sometimes in my mind. I pray sometimes out loud. I pray for people who don't have enough. I pray for people who don't have something to eat before I eat. I pray that God removes anyone who is not supposed to be in my life. And if I was in your life for a period of time and I'm no longer not, I hope I did what I needed to do so you can be a better you. And when people remove themselves, or God removes people from your lives, don't question that. Don't try to reel them back in thinking it's fixable. If they were removed and you pray that who shouldn't be there is not there, stop questioning that prayer. All right? But anywho, I'm out of here. That's enough chat for y'all today. Peace. I love you. I love you. I love you.